City of Powell River Council has approved four 2021 grants in aid for community organizations. At the August 19 City Council meeting, councilors approved grants for Powell River Action Center Food Bank, the United Way for the Orca Bus, Lyft Community Services for Coffett Restorative Justice, and Powell River Sports and Fitness Society, which would be to cover a missed deadline for a permissive tax exemption. Councilor George Dout said for cash grants in aid, the city had a certain amount budgeted, which was enough to pay for 74% of all the requests. Council decided at a previous committee of the whole meeting to top up from the COVID-19 Safe Restart Reserve funding to help these community organizations to pursue their goals and make this community better, said Dout. I support this motion and I hope it is passed. According to a staff report, the food bank had requested $10,000 for annual operating costs. The food bank will receive $7,400 from the Grant in Aid Fund and $2,600 from COVID-19 Safe Restart Reserve funding. United Way had requested $12,264 for annual operating costs of the Orca bus and will receive $9,076 from the Grant in Aid Fund and $3,189 from the Restart Reserve. Lyft Community Services had requested $8,000 for annual operating costs and will receive $5,920 from the Grant in Aid Fund, and $2,080 from the Restart Reserve. The city had also received requests from Carlson Community Club for $9,670 in capital improvements for accessibility. The recommendation was that the organization apply to Powell River Community Forest. Powell River Brain Injury Society requested $10,000 for capital improvements for accessibility and the recommendation was also that the organization apply to Powell River Community Forest. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 164 had applied for $75 for a Remembrance Day wreath but the funding will come from operations. There were also three in-kind grant in aid requests approved. Powell River Public Library had applied for use of Willingdon Beach for weekly story time. The value of the rental would have been $2,016. Brooks Thunderbird Dry Grad Society had applied for a Dwight Hall rental for the Dry Grad event, which would amount to $792. Royal Canadian Legion was given an in-kind grant in aid for Remembrance Day transportation and Dwight Hall rental.